This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670, the Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years, baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a herd of speeding turtles.
I like turtles. All right, you're great zombie.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. We have some breaking news. Bill Walton has been hired to replace me on the Mully and Haw show mornings as the baseball expert.
Let me tell you something. I saw that news on Friday, and I could not stop laughing. Bill Walton is out of his mind. I mean, I've had the pleasure of interviewing Bill Walton before, and you really can't get a word in edgewise. I can't wait for Friday to hear how he does that game. They're out in California, and he is going to be joining Jason Benetti on the call. They know each other from doing basketball games. The idea of Bill Walton, you know, he can literally say anything. I mean, he could talk about anything.
Yes.
A lot of times, the legalization of marijuana.
I'm sure he will call baseball, Bruce, better than he can throw one, because we saw his opening pitch at the Padres game, and it wasn't exactly a strike.
I think you'll hear him say to Jason a few times, "Don't Bogart that microphone."
So. He is so funny. Didn't they do that weird ESPN broadcast where they had all the experts watching the national championship game and talking about things? It was so bizarre. And Bill never stopped talking. He was doing this diatribe the entire time. He is a nut job.
At least we'll find out about the real Patty Hearst story when they do get together. So I'm looking forward to Jason downloading that from him. But seriously, a great weekend for the Cubs to break even in Cincinnati. What a nice thing to not lose a series for the Chicago Cubs on the road.
Yeah, I want to get to the White Sox and Lucas Giolito in a moment, Bruce, but you brought up the Cubs first, and obviously we've been talking a lot about Joe Maddon addressing his status before the game. Maybe it was nothing that was orchestrated. Maybe it was nothing that was planned, but it is coincidentally just before the Cubs go into Philadelphia where their manager is on the hot seat. What did you make of Joe's comments?
Well, you know, the interesting part is it's a little bit of audition because he talks about going other places mm-hmm. as well. But the most important issue we all know is what? When you have a deal with somebody, you work for somebody, it's money. And it wasn't addressed. Major League Baseball has an edict that they do not want to pay managers more than somewhere between $800,000 and $2 million a year. Mm. That has gone on for the last couple of years. Bruce Bochy will retire making $6 million this year. Joe Maddon is the last $6 million manager in the history of baseball. I guarantee that for you guys. And the idea that if the Cubs want Joe and they come to him and say, you know what, we want to sign you to a two-year extension for $7 million total, okay? How does Joe Maddon take that? How does he look at that after the success that he's had here? The assumption is they go to the playoffs for the five straight years. If they don't go to the playoffs, I think it's moot. He's not back. But from the situation of you have a manager taking the playoffs five straight years, unprecedented in Cub history, do you offer him a pay cut of 50%, which is still in the top four or five salaries in baseball for managers, and is that something he would accept?
Well, I think the problem is that I think everyone looks at the baseball budget. Everybody looks at Wrigley and with kind of a skewed perspective. So, in other words, teams can spend as much money as they want, and teams that have money can certainly spend money, and there's no limit or cap on whether you can keep him at the price he's making, and I think that would bother people if they lowball him. I just think that it would look like they're trying to somehow squeeze the guy, regardless of what is the norm in the industry. I don't know how Joe would look at it, but I think from the outside, people would think that they are not being sincere in wanting him to return if they were offering a 50% pay cut.
In the world that we live in, success means that you get a raise, correct?
I mean, you would think.
In this sense, I don't see there's any raise possible for Joe Maddon beyond $6 million.
It'll test his truthfulness about wanting to be in Chicago, because it's clear that if he wants to be in Chicago, it's going to be for less money than he's making right now. So how badly do you want to be in Chicago if given that opportunity?
And it is a fact of life, if you look around professional sports, that people are more willing to take the pay cut elsewhere than in the place they are, which is somehow bizarre to
people. Because of respect.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a nod.
So it's like, if you don't want to pay me what I already make, then I'll go take 3.5 from somebody else over here. I'll go to Washington and take 3.5, whatever it might be. Exactly.
Guys, let's be honest about it. Going back to last year, the last two games of the season for the Cubs, where they lost the play-in game 163 for the division, and then lost the wild card the next day, there was a sense of doubt about Joe from the top rung. I mean, it might have been there a little bit before, but losing two home games like that in two huge games, I know you don't like to bring it down to two games after the success he's had. The doubt started there, as far as I'm concerned, for Joe and the front office.
Sure. I don't disagree with you, Bruce. I think it's an ongoing conversation. I think the Cubs need to be careful what they wish for, but we can get back to that. I want to talk about Lucas Giolito. He had a 13-strikeout game yesterday, career high. Frustrating that the White Sox can't hit over the weekend against the A's. Where do you think Lucas Giolito's head is at in terms of the way he handled yesterday? And because he has struggled in relative terms in the second half compared to his first half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the 13 strikeouts was great. As good as he was, you know, the six innings, he got to 100. He expects more from himself now. He expects to go to the seventh or eighth inning and pitch into that. So, you know, from the perspective of the swing and miss and strikes, you know, it was great. Career high 13 strikeouts. But he has learned to adjust again after slowing down right before the All-Star game. You remember he started to hit a wall a little bit. Made some adjustments, and he's back to being one of the top pitchers in the American League. It's a great sign. You know, on the website today, I'll have a post about the three top pitchers for the White Sox and you know, where they're at and how that's really the only big thing, other than keeping their young position players healthy the rest of the year, is the progress of Lopez, Giolito, and Cease. Now, tonight, Cease is that's graduating from high school all the way to getting your master's. When you're going up against – you're making $500,000. You're going up against the guy that's making the most money in baseball, $34.5 million a year. You're going up against arguably the best team in baseball, and you're pitching in that big game. To me, this is a huge game for Cease from the perspective of who you're pitching against, the team you're pitching against, which is one of the great teams right now in baseball, and how you come out of that. So that growth chart is the real thing that, you know, people should look at for the White Sox the rest of the season.
And Bruce, again, not only are you going to see Greinke tonight, you'll also have Gerrit Cole coming in for what I like to call his rehearsal. And we'll find out.
I agree. You know what? But on both sides of town. Now, think about this. Hamels goes away after this year, right?
Okay.
$20 million off of the payroll. We know they have to pay some of their other position players more money going toward next year. We know that Hendricks is making more money per his new contract. But there's that, you know, $60 million coming off of the books. Don't tell me that Cole doesn't fit into the Chicago Cubs picture for the future, because I think the White Sox and Cubs will be main suitors for him. I don't know if either are going to pony up $150 million, but that's probably going to be the price for 5 years.
Just replace one Cole with another.
Here's the problem. The problem is that Man United fan CC Sabathia is also going to be done at the end of the year, and the Yankees are rumored to be looking to pay him as well. And again, when you know, it's one thing to have San Diego beat you for a guy. It's another thing to have the Yankees and the Cubs involved in the bidding. Not a good thing.
You know what? Not everybody plays well in New York, and that's something you have to remember as well. Players know it. The guys who represent them know it. So not everybody's dying to go to New York.
But if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Wow,
it's up to you.
That should be a song, shouldn't it?
Yeah, all right, Bruce. Thank you, buddy.
Guys,
good stuff, Bruce.
Have a great week.
You
thanks.
Too.
That is our guy, Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball expert.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.